So it's called Saluki Marooned, and Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about the basic premise of the book?
Basic premise, you got a guy like me, an old guy, you know, for a student, 58 years old. He started out at SIU in the 70s, flunked out because he busted algebra, and then his life is miserable ever since. He's a nervous person, and one day in 2009, he's at his ratty old trailer in Fox Lake, Illinois, and he comes across a bag, a Kroger bag, that says 1776 to 1976. He opens it up, and there's that girl he should have married. A picture of that girl he should have married, and he freaks out, to use an old term. And he drinks the vodka, which was in the bag, and takes some pills, and he finds himself on the Saluki. He finds himself in Carbondale, walks around a little bit, goes to Campus Lake, crawls under a canoe, passes out, and wakes up in 1971.
It's that story or that thought that everyone has. What would I do differently if I could go back in time? And I think that's kind of the main point of the book you were trying to get at. And it's an interesting concept to think about just for the average everyday person. I mean, what would they do differently if they could go back in time? And I think speaking personally as a student, it was interesting to just be able to read through it and look at the stuff that's still on campus today that you were talking about. And it seemed like you had some interesting experiences in your time, and you talk quite a bit about the riots, and you know that's something that's kind of in folklore here, and it's something we don't really understand too much.
Well, it's like me understanding Pearl Harbor. You know, my father was in World War II. He was a soldier. But there's no way I can understand because I didn't live back then. And there's no way a kid could understand 9/11 because he wasn't aware of it back then. And so it's logical that you would not be able to understand what it was like back then. But I will say that the students I've met, and I've been on campus many times, are a lot more mellow than we were and a lot more cooperative. We were pretty difficult to get along with. And we still are, as you can see by our politics today.
No, it's cool to read through it because it really gives an insight. We hear all these stories, and your book really gives an insight into the inner thought process of what was going on at that time. And, you know, one character that really in the book that really really stuck out to me was Marta, because she's the your stereotypical hippie girl that uses the hippie slang that always has the greater idea about everything, and it was just she was pretty relatable to people you still see around today, maybe not in the same reincarnation, but so those people that still have these grand ideas about everything and can really make things work. How many of these characters were based on real people? Or,
well, my editor, who went to SIU and has a master's degree in English, said I should not admit about anybody, but several of them are based loosely on real people. Marta was not. The only thing I could say about Marta is I have an image of a kid in high school who looks like the way I thought Marta should look like. But as far as her personality, it's not based on anything other than my imagination. If you think about it, it's pretty sick, isn't it?
it's a very free-spirited person in the book, and it was definitely one of the more interesting parts. And I don't want to give away how it ends or anything like that, but it definitely didn't end the way I thought it would. It went a little sci-fi, kind of, but it wraps up nicely, I thought. It comes together in the end, I think. It does tell a cohesive story.
Well, thank you. I wrote the beginning and the end first. And then I had a big problem as to what's going to go between them. And we have a riot in there, and I wrote that. I wrote it several times because we just had a riot, you know, and there was no character development or there was no plot other than that. So I had to rewrite that. It's a rather dense novel in that everything points to more or less the end. And it took me 8 years to write it.
I think the scene or the sequence of the riot was probably the most vivid part of the book, and I thought it was very well done. It definitely paints a very vivid picture of when you talk about the gas in the air and the colors bouncing off the gas and things like that. I mean, it was very, very descriptive and it painted a very good real picture for those of us who have never really experienced anything like that.
Well, thank you. One of the things about being around a riot is that you don't, unless you're right in the middle of it, you know, right there where it's happening, you don't know what's going on. People don't really know what's going on because it might be half a mile away or it might be on the overpass and you see some fighting on the overpass, but you don't know what's going on. And so a riot many times is nothing but confusion. And most people want to stay away from it. Just a core of people who enjoy and take great delight in the excitement.
Well, as a current SIU student, it was definitely interesting to read this book. I mean, it definitely paints a picture of a different time, but it still has those traces of what I know so well about this campus. And I think that was probably my favorite part of it, was the fact that I could relate so much to what was going on, even if not directly the situations, just the locations and the types of people you meet on a college campus. You're back in town for homecoming. Mm-hmm. You're doing a book signing tonight. Is that correct?
No, I did two in the last few days. I'm going to be in the big tent.
Okay,
the alumni Saturday tent. And Sunday. Yes.
Okay.
Another thing I'd like to mention is that I really think that the difference between my generation of students and you guys is a matter of I guess behavior. I mean, a student back in 1971 was still a student. They still lived at Thompson Point, TP. They still took classes. You know, we were a little different, longer hair and all that. But really, you're dealing with, well, I hate to say it, kids. Hi, kid. I'm only joking. I don't see a big difference. If you were to put, if you guys at this station and the students who are listening to me were put in the same situation that we were put in 1971, you'd probably behave the same way we did.
And I think that's probably the biggest disconnect. We don't have anything like the Vietnam War right now, and it's something we can sit and think, well, what would I do? But we don't really know because we'll probably never be in that situation where something, I say that, but then you look around and you've got all these Occupy Wall Street things like that going on. So you never really know, but it doesn't look like our generation has been faced with anything like that or will be in the near future. So it's interesting to get that look back on how different events have shaped the youth of different generations.
Yes, and I think that's what it is. But you are up against a lot of big trouble, too, because of our economy. We have a Congress that doesn't get along with each other, and you're going to be the next generation that comes in and is going to have to clean up our mess.
Seems like that always works out that way. The new generation comes in and has to change things up a little
bit. That's right.
But no, it was definitely a good read. I would recommend it to any student on SIU's campus right now. It offers a unique insight into the way things were back in the 70s. It's definitely something I would recommend for any student on campus. So, Robert, I'd like to thank you for coming into our studio and doing this interview. And for anyone who would like to get info about this book, we'll put it up on our website, and we will link you to the Saluki Marooned website, which is salukimarooned.com. So,
right.
Simple enough.
And I would like to thank you for a chance of being on IDB again. Last time I was on WIDB was in 1971.
Well, now you can't say that now. It's 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did the time go? WIDB, Carbondale, is together.
Well, thank you, Robert, so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.